With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. A ballot write-in campaign for Joe Biden is underway in New Hampshire. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Even though President Biden is the incumbent, the write-in campaign is being organized because his name will not be on New Hampshire's primary ballot. That's because the president pushed for South Carolina to be the first in the nation primary. So Democrats are organizing a low-budget write-in campaign aimed at preventing an embarrassing showing for the president that might fuel concerns about the strength of his re-election bid. Greg Clugston reporting.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the way President Biden speaks about the war in Gaza stems from pressure he's facing from anti-Israel and pro-Hamas members of his own Democrat Party.
Not protesters in the streets alone, but people who work for Joe Biden or work for the Democratic National Committee, condemning him, writing open letters, condemning his policy, organizing boycotts of the 2024 vote. And that's why Joe Biden seems to put more pressure on Israel than he puts on Hamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Tennessee GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn says decisions by the UN creating conditions in which it's impossible to consider the world body as an administrator for Gaza when the war ends.
When you have the UN employing a pediatrician who is cheering the beheading of babies, the killing of babies, when you have UN teachers that are praising a teen that killed an Israeli as a young lion.
Blackburn was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Pentagon says an American warship coming under attack in the Red Sea, potentially marking a major escalation in a series of attacks linked to the Israeli-Hamas war. This is SRN News. There's quite a battle over transgenderism going on in Arizona.
A lawsuit filed by American First Legal accuses the Mesa Public School Board of helping students live as the opposite sex in class without their parents' knowledge or approval. Technically, teachers are supposed to inform moms and dads if their kids are transgender, but the lawsuit accuses the school system of letting students veto that requirement. AFL says the actions of the board are a violation of Arizona's Parents' Bill of Rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Dictionary company Merriam-Webster releasing a list of the words that were most searched by Americans in 2023. One of them was dead name, a word that has been coined by transgender activists. Merriam-Webster defines a dead name as the name that a transgender person was given at birth and no longer uses upon transitioning. This is SRN News. BMW recalling a small number of SUVs in the United States. More from correspondent Ron DeRockstra.
The problem is driver's airbag inflators that can blow apart in a crash, hurling metal shrapnel and possibly injuring or killing people. The recall covers 486 X3, X4, and X5 SUVs from 2014 with Takata airbags. The company used ammonium nitrate to create small explosion to inflate airbags in a crash, but the chemical can deteriorate over time when exposed to high temperatures and humidity and explode with too much force. There are about 30 million made by Takata under investigation but have not been recalled. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Interesting new study. Some are disputing it. As schools across the U.S. grapple with the student mental health issues, the use of telehealth therapy for students has begun to skyrocket in America. More details at SRNnews.com.